G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out and enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend. Wow, tried to sound like an FM radio guy then. That's right. Icy cold cans of Coke. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. I hope you all went out and enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend. Pretty quiet up here in Queensland, so I did not. But we had some great stuff going on, of course, around the country. Just a quick congratulations to PWA for getting on OVO. So get on your the OVO app on iPhone, on Android. I think, pretty sure it's on Android. Everywhere like that. That's where all their stuff that was on PWA Play, I think that is now shutting down. And you can get all your PWA stuff, including live streaming shows, which is amazing. So you can get all that sort of stuff at OVO. So that's OVO. Go and check that out on... I wish I was getting a kickback for this, but I'm not. Go and check that out. Download it. Pay, I think it's like less than the WWE Network, and you can watch live streaming PWA shows. This Friday night, I think, is their first one going at the Once Upon a Time at Max Watts. So get out there and do that and support it if you're not in Sydney. If you're in Sydney, get out there and support the show. But otherwise, yeah, that's amazing news for these guys. I really hope it pulls off and does great for them. Speaking of PWA, two of their mainstays of that promotion are my guests this week in the Velocities. I sat down with Paris De Silva and Jude the Dude London yesterday, actually. I think it was yesterday. My days are running into one because, like I've been telling you every last couple of weeks, I have been flat out at my real work, and all the days melding into one. But nothing but exciting things happening in the world of WRA, in the world of Toddy. Got some really good stuff coming up in the way of interviews, so over the next couple of episodes, so I can't wait for you guys to hear those. And congratulations too on Conco and the Fudge for completely working pretty much everyone who probably downloaded their latest podcast to hear their last episode. I won't spoil it for you, but yes, go and listen to their last ever episode of Conco and the Fudge. Anyway, yes, so guests this week, Paris De Silva, Jude the Dude London. We talked a lot about their trip to London, surprisingly, and some of their PWA stuff and tag team, especially tag team work, because anyone that knows me knows that I'm a massive fan of tag team wrestling, so we do cover off a lot of that on this week's episode, and we'll hear that right after where the action is, right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. It's now time for where the action is around the country and on Saturday. Why am I keep talking like an FM radio guy? And on Saturday at MCW have Brewery Brawl at the Moondog Craft Brewery in Preston. Go and check that out. Matches for that one, the double titles or defending both titles. Slex is taking on Lockie Hendricks, defending his title there. Also, Gino Gambino against Dowie James. Just a couple of matches that are at the Brewery Brawl. You can get tickets for that one at goodbeerweek.com.au. Go and check them out for a new venue for MCW. Be interested to see how that turns out for them. Also, on the Saturday, PCW Ignition at the Southeastern Entertainment Center, Ferntree Gully. Tickets for that one, of course, at pcw.com.au. Ignition are their weekly shows. Go and check them out. Putting on nothing but good stuff is PCW in Melbourne, in Victoria, in Ferntree Gully. That is where the Southeastern Entertainment Centre is. So once again, tickets for that one are at pcw.com.au. And on Sunday, Glow in Real Life, GRIL4. It is an all-women's wrestling event put on by Melbourne City Wrestling. Matches on there, you've got Session Moth Martina. I knew I was going to screw it up Coming right into it, Session Moth Martina taking on Edie Hartwell. Session Moth is from England. Also from England, Millie McKenzie is taking on Avery. Kellyanne taking on Lena Cross, who is from WA. Going to be a stacked card if you love women's wrestling. If you love wrestling, screw you if you love women's wrestling. If you love wrestling and you're not doing anything on the Sunday, go and check that out at Evie's Disco Diner in Fitzroy. Tickets for that one are at eventbrite.com. That is Evie's Disco Diner in Fitzroy. All women's event. It's going to be an amazing show. Wish I could catch it live, but unfortunately live up here. Eventbrite.com to tickets to that one for MCW on Sunday. And on Friday in New South Wales, PWA, Once Upon a Time in Max Watts. Main event for that one, TMDK versus the Four Nations. Damian Slater versus Slex. Originally it was Mikey Broderick, but Mikey broke his hand this week in a training accident, so he's been replaced by Damian Slater. And if you're going to get replaced by anyone, getting replaced by Damian Slater is a pretty damn good replacement. Him and Slex will be taking on Jack Bonza and Mick Moretti of the Four Nations. Massive main event there, TMDK versus Four Nations. Also in a non-title match, Caveman Ugg takes on Davis Storm. Wow. You guys are going to be lucky in PWA. I'm going to be lucky because I'm going to be watching it live on OVO, so I cannot wait to check out that match. Also, Millie McKenzie and Session Moth Martina will be on the card at PWA at Max Watts. Go and check it out. MaxWattsTickets.OzTix.com.au for tickets for that one. Get in because it does sell out in PWA in Sydney. It is the biggest thing going on in New South Wales this weekend. NWA on Saturday, Schwa has Trial by Fire at the Don Russell Performing Arts Centre in Thornley. Smash Mouth Richie Taylor makes his debut there, so if you haven't checked him out before or seen him on MCW, go and check him out. Great young guy, really bursting out into the scene in 2019. Wow, that rhymes. Tickets for that one are at schwawrestling.com.au. Go and check that out on Saturday night in Western Australia. In Adelaide, PWSA have Hardcore Mania 7 at the Karadinga Sports and Rec Centre. Check their Facebook out for ticket details on that one. And finally, in Queensland on Saturday, I get to go back and do some work. It's going to be awesome. Venom Pro Wrestling Aftermath 4 at the Showman's Club in Yatala. Matches on that card, Jackson Cross against Rip Riley. The VPW Women's title is on the line. Tali takes on Aya Rain. Also, Night Terrors take on My Boys in a non-title match. They haven't earned a tag title shot, so we're not going to give it to them. Also on that card, Tim Cade is apparently going to be confronting Spaceman Dacey. So we will check out what's going on there. I know Spaceman stole his title a while ago, and now it looks like Timmy's coming back for it. So we'll see what happens this Saturday night at the Showman's Club in Yatala. Tickets for that one. We'll message their Facebook and get ticket details for that one for Venom Pro Wrestling. But come and check us out. Plenty of guys, some of the best in Queensland on that card this Saturday night. And that does it for Where the Action Is. Any promotions that want their shows mentioned on here at Where the Action Is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode. Or book me and I'll definitely mention it because, as we say every week, I am a giant shill for myself. And that is Where the Action Is this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
I am joined today by a couple, well, pretty much one of the top tag teams in the country, the Velocities, Jude London, Paris the Silver. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good. How you doing, mate?
Whoa. Very well, thank you, Todd.
I'm good. Saw you a couple of weeks ago up here for the Pro Wrestling League seminar that you did. That was your first seminar you've actually taught, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We were very fortunate to have Pro Wrestling League have us. It was a really good experience for the students that partook in it, and for us as well, because it gave us a bit of experience on how to actually do some teaching.
Yeah. How did that actually feel? Because I know it must be very different going from a sort of a learning place to translating what you've learnt to other people.
Yeah, we definitely felt a little bit out of our element, but thankfully from training here at PWA, we've kind of got some tools that we wanted to share with everybody there. So it was very different for us, but in a way, it was a great experience for us to learn and possibly do more in the future. Yeah, we felt personally myself, I felt a little bit mean at first, kind of directing everyone around and just critiquing what we saw. But again, that comes from the good environment we have back home at PWA. And yeah, we just brought our teachings up to Queensland.
Yeah, it's not mean if you're being constructive about it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
And luckily enough, like, the people that we have there were just very, very nice. They were willing to basically take on any critique that we had, and they were just keen to learn. So
it was a great bunch.
That very much helps.
Very good day.
Yeah, I was actually really happy that many people showed up, especially being an Easter Saturday, because you can imagine people would be off doing your family sort of stuff. To see that many guys show up was brilliant, I thought.
Yeah.
I forgot it was public holiday.
So we were kind of shocked when we had that number two, like, oh man, like, it's Easter.
Yeah.
Jeez, we're fortunate.
Yeah. You guys had only just come back not too long from your sort of stint in the UK, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. See, were you over there for like Mania weekend, or were you back before then? Because you went.
You went to the wrong country. Just before Mania weekend began, so we got home. I believe it was like the day before WrestleMania's when we got home.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure how that coincided. I'm like, they kind of went to the wrong country.
Yeah. I mean, if we can work it out, it's kind of expensive, you know, to fly overseas. So we kind of had to pick one or the other, but Yeah. You know, the timing actually worked out for us either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really, if there was enough people that would sort of went to the US for that, would have left a lot of open spots for you to be able to try and get bookings, I guess.
In a way, because I'm pretty sure another big thing too with the UK is the amount of the amount of promotions that they've got. They're just so many that sometimes a couple will run on the same day. That actually also helped in us getting some spots on the shows too.
100% it did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're on... I saw one of the Rev Pro shows you did. It was in a smaller sort of building to that. The funny thing is, I don't know about other people, but when I think of the UK Indies now, I think of more of the bigger venues. But that was a tiny sort of area.
Yeah, it was. It might have been the cockpit or the other venue that Rev Pro ran.
I think it was the cockpit.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool though. It was a very like intimate feel. The fans were like not. There were two Rev Pro shows we did. The first one was, I can't recall the venue's name, but
I just know it was in Northampton.
Yeah, that's right. But the fans were like right up against the ring.
Yeah,
on the outside standing. That was a real cool atmosphere. And then in the cockpit itself, just the seats were like, again, it was a smaller venue, but the seats were still packed with the crowd still fairly close. So both of those intimate atmospheres were very, very cool. It had like a real indie vibe.
Mm. But the roof was really low. So when I saw you getting in there, I've just gone, how are they going to pull off half of the shit that these two guys do?
I feel like you're referring to the frog and the fiddle. Like,
that was a tack. That was like our first show that we did in the UK, but it was funny because when we got there, I remember just looking at this building and it felt like we were on a movie set.
Yeah,
it's like a barn essentially. It's literally a barn,
and it's beautiful. It had a real atmosphere to it. It was very cramped though; it was very small. And I remember looking at these pillars. I remember looking at Jude and being like, "Oh man, what are we gonna do?" Well, we got there in the end, dude.
We still made it work. We had a like just a ridiculous show for us to be our first like international show and first show in the UK. That was so much fun.
Mm. Did you find you had to adjust your sort of style to the English style, or is everything sort of melding now to one style, if you know what I mean?
I don't feel like we had to change the style that we wrestle. If anything, we just had to kind of, I don't know.
It's a good question because I feel like with the UK especially, because of how big the scene is, it's not just, you know, a very high-paced, high-octane indie style.
Which is what we like anyway.
So we're kind of familiar with that just based on our size and stuff. But you look at the rest of the British scene too, and we went to a show where it was very much your very traditional British style.
Mm.
It was very technical. But I guess it kind of just really depended on who we're wrestling against and really looking at our opponents and their skill set. And I mean, majority of the time, they were very similar to our style as well. So we did get the chance to dabble in a very high-paced indie style,
which it's not something we get to do as much at home. So it was really fun to kind of just go all out while we were over there, have that chance.
Yeah, because I think the one I saw, the match I did see, and I can't remember what it was, if it was Rev Pro, if it was Attack or not. You're against that one of the kids, and he looked like Zack Sabre Jr. and wrestled the same sort of style.
Curtis Chapman.
That's
yes.
Right.
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah. That was our first Rev Pro show. I think it was funny because we got to the building and I remember we saw the graphic of who we were wrestling, and we're talking to one of the boys, and they're like, "Yeah, he's pretty much Zack Sabre 2.0." I kind of took it lightly, but once I got in the ring with him, I was like, "Oh, I shouldn't have underestimated." they weren't kidding.
He wasn't joking.
No.
Overall, from that trip, how much did you learn? How much did you take in from just that different style, the different? Because I think a lot of people glamorize what the UK scene is now because of the growth you've seen on socials and all of that. How different is that to, and how much have you learned sort of that from that to PWA? Because it's sort of, I see that now and I sort of see, well, that looks pretty much the same now as what I'd see on a progress show.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say, if anything, the thing that we got most while we're over there is a big boost in confidence, just because it was like, it's kind of a big deal for us to just take a chance and fly ourselves over there and just kind of see what happened. And every match that we had over there, we hung with them. And then shows and experience and all that aside, we participated in some training while we were over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
We trained at Fight Club Pro, and we trained with the London School of Lucha Libre, both like amazing schools. So we got to do some cool British style training and technique wise stuff. Everything that we did while we were over there, we learned a lot from the whole experience.
Yeah.
I think for me, also one of the biggest things that I learned, I think Jude as well, was how familiar people were with Australia.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
That was pretty shocking because people were aware of PWA, especially, and they were kind of very curious about our scene too. So that was a real eye-opener because, we've been told before, people are watching, but we didn't really grasp it until we were over there where people were very familiar with where we came from and in a way, I think, who we were. Yeah.
And you can only imagine that's going to grow now, especially with the PWA. Is it OVO?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, yeah.
And now they'll be able to stream the shows live.
PWA is going live, baby.
That's amazing. That is unbelievable when you think about it.
A very, very cool opportunity for us.
Yeah, because not only now, because you've got your PWA play and that sort of stuff, but to be able to actually sit down and do it live. I know now if I don't have a show booked that weekend and it's a PWA show, I'm going to be watching it just straight up because it's what I want to see. It's the wrestling I like to see and all of that sort of stuff. And hopefully everyone around the country now will be doing that exact same thing.
Oh, we are so too. I can't remember the exact number. It's either like 70,000 or 700,000. It's something ridiculous, but OVO's got like a real, real wide like user base. So hopefully we can get just a small, slice of that pie.
Yeah.
Get eyes on it.
That's exactly right. Any growth is good growth.
100%.
Did you find that being over in the UK, did they work on psychology more, or is it a more sort of the, I hate to say it because I hate the term, the super indie sort of style?
It goes back to really who you're wrestling against and I guess what promotion you're at. Of course, when you think of the UK, a lot of promotions like Progress and Rev Pro stand out, and they're pretty well known for their indie style. But at the same time, like, there are so many promotions out there, some of which myself and Judith haven't heard of before, but you can just look at them and tell that they're just a very different style of a promotion. So it's you don't really know what you're going to get until you're really in the ring with that opponent. Again, on the same card on any given show as well, there's like a good mix. Like, it was I believe the last Rev Pro show we were at. Obviously, a lot of the matches were like that super indie style because that's kind of what they're known for, but I believe it was like Dean Allmark that was in the main event.
Yeah.
I think James Mason. It was the other amazing British wrestler.
that was a very, that was like a very, very technical style match the whole way through. So you've got your mix. And that was the main event, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Like, I noticed myself because on that WrestleMania weekend, they had the Bloodsport show.
Yeah.
And I found that so interesting because they couldn't rely on the ropes. It was just all full-on technical wrestling and striking and that sort of stuff. And just to see how that got over with that sort of crowd was amazing to me. With you guys with tag teams, now, how long have you guys actually been working together as a team?
I think it's close to 2 years now.
It is. It's coming up on 2 years.
Yeah. Is it weird now when you see one of the others on another promotion tagging with someone else?
Are you talking about Matt Diamond? Is that who you're talking about?
Well, no, he's sort of one of the Velocities, isn't he? He's a...
That's right.
Yeah. But there's other ones with, like, Fudge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, right, Mike, yes. Batman. I mean, Big Fudge loves to provide a laugh, but doesn't seem to work on me very much. I don't know, I get really tense, I get really jealous when Jude tags with other people, but...
Personally, you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've kind of skimmed past that now, and, you know, hopefully Fudge doesn't take it to heart, but I think we've worked it out. I mean, that guy's got so much chocolate anyway, he can just bury himself in chocolate. I'm sorry, I mean, this is a very rare side of me, but
Hush is usually a gentleman.
Yeah. Don't watch around. Just to add to that, as a tag team, and as, I think, best friends, right? Maybe.
Are we best friends?
No, we are. We are. We're hugging right now.
Jesus.
We're excited for each other for any opportunity that each of us gets. Like, it was maybe 2 or 3 months ago, Paris had the main event against Jack Bonzo at PWA. That was an incredible night. I feel like, you know, one of the biggest things that's kind of ingrained with anybody from PWA is that we're always representing each other. We're always representing our brand. And even, I think, when it comes to overseas expeditions, we're representing Australia. And I think that's very different from a lot of places. And that goes for Jude as well. I know that wherever he goes, whether it be us tagging or as an individual, he's not only representing myself, but he's representing our home.
That's right.
Yeah. With one of your teachers, your mentors, Robbie Eagles, now doing so well in New Japan, is that something that you're aiming for? Like, he's just been named to, like, the Super Juniors tournament. Is that something like the Super Juniors tag league? Is that something that you now can see as a real goal for you?
100%, man.
Hell yeah.
It's funny because I know myself and Jude, we love wrestling, all styles of wrestling, but for us in particular, we feel very...
At home
or in tune when it comes to Japanese wrestling, especially the juniors. And, you know, seeing Robbie's success is quite inspiring for the both of us to hopefully one day...
It just makes the game a reality, to be honest.
We'd love to get on that level.
Yeah, and having... And not only that, you can actually say, look, one of my trainers is Robbie Eagles. That surely gives you a foot in the door.
100%.
And for it to be someone that we know, like, professionally and personally, like, the man's kind of a pioneer, or one of the pioneers for, like, Australian wrestling.
Oh, most definitely. Just that promo he had the other day, it really hit home how much he is achieving, not only for himself, but for PWA and for Australia.
Yeah, it actually kind of amazes me how he doesn't get caught up in the likes about himself.
He's the most down-to-earth guy.
Still a very humble bird.
So he's always looking out for his crew.
Mm. So that's definitely something that you... Has it been anything that you've had... Like, has anyone contacted you sort of thing and said, we're watching you, keep doing your stuff? Because I know you've done the training and the stuff like that with New Japan, the Fale tryouts and sort of that sort of...
It's funny, I wouldn't say that we've had really anybody directly come up to us and say we're watching, but I mean, you just look at the scale of what's happening with us. You know, I feel like we don't really need to be told. I think we're just always keeping that in mind that you never know who's watching. We kind of know at this stage, it's not just us, but a lot of us, we've got eyes on us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing we can really do is it's very hard because it's always on our mind, but we are just trying to take it day by day, and we just want our work to speak for itself, and hopefully it can lead to a point where somebody will come up to us and say, you know, that we are being watched, and hopefully an opportunity will come.
That's right. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing as much as we can, as best we can.
Mm. And then the good thing is now, being that Australian wrestling is getting so strong, the tag teams around the country are also getting so strong. There's like one or two really good tag teams in pretty much each state or each fed that you can visit. So you're never really having a match against a below average team.
Yeah, I mean, tag team wrestling, for me, saved my career. When it comes to the opportunities that I've gotten since I started teaming with Jude, have been unbelievable. But I think it's a really exciting time for just tag team wrestling in general.
Yeah, it makes me very excited to see just that exact point that you raised. Kind of anywhere you go now, you can have a great tag team match on the card, potentially even as the main event. It's super exciting.
Yeah, especially for someone like me who I'm a tag team wrestling mark. I always have been. When I started training back in the day for RCW, that's all I wanted to do because I knew I was too old to actually be anything like. Because I started training when I was 35.
Yeah.
So I was I'm never. I don't even have to worry about ever wanting to go to the WWE or going anywhere else. I'm too friggin' old. I just want to be a really good tag team wrestler because that's what I love. I love favorite wrestlers, Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson is just synonymous with tag team wrestling. And that's something that and any time I've booked anywhere, straight away, the tag team seemed to just start growing. So I'm let's have some really good tag team matches.
Well, you know, I always feel with tag team wrestling, there's a lot more on the line because, you know, you're not just wrestling for yourself, you're wrestling for your tag partner.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's cool because, you know, you bring up, like, Arn Anderson, and you think of, like, a lot of greats in wrestling have actually started out in tag teams.
That's right.
Yeah. So and even going back to Robbie, you know, Robbie's first, you know, I guess main debut for a major promotion was in a tag team tournament. So, you know, it just speaks for itself how powerful tag team wrestling is.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Like a different layer of psychology to it as well, you know. It's kind of, I find it a lot more exciting because there's a lot more that can happen and a lot more you can do with four people instead of just two in the ring.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, just the stuff like when the Motor City Machine Guns first started, their moves off the tags were just brilliant. And I find a lot of times it's a lot more exciting than a singles match, or it can be.
I can't think of any young tag team that isn't a huge machine gun mark. So, yeah, that's right.
All right, boys, because you guys have got to get to training soon. So what have you guys got coming up as a way of dates, and how can people follow you and catch up with what the Velocities are up to?
We've got PWA coming up on May 10th. Myself and Matt Diamond, not Paris, unfortunately, we'll be at EPW later this month as well on May 25th, I believe.
Yep, against the Street Gang Hooligans, which will be an amazing match.
Super excited for that one. Yeah. And then, is that it? I feel like that might be it. Yeah. For now, anyway.
Yeah, have they announced your match for Black Label Once Upon a Time in Max Watts, or?
We'll have to wait and see, my man.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. Yeah.
See, I tried to get something. Just didn't work.
Yeah, check it out on OVO.
Exactly. Exactly.
May 10th. Subscribe. Watch it live if you can't be there.
How can they follow you all on social medias?
Social medias? Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All at Jude the Dude London. Just search that. That's my handle. I'll be there. Paris DeSilva. Twitter, Paris DeSilva 22. Good number. And on Instagram, at Spartan Spirit.
You guys need
you
to
can
get
check out all of Paris's awesome Bible quotes that he likes to use. He's a good Christian boy, guys.
You so guys need to get like a so team. You need to get like a team Instagram or a team Facebook page or something like that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Little Velocities brand social media handle?
Exactly, exactly.
Maybe Velocities can sponsor us with a freaking fly membership as well. That'd be pretty good.
All right, boys. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Doc.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Some people say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises? Or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
Once again, big thanks to my guests, The Velocities, Jude and Paris. It was good to have them come on. We were on under a bit of a time crunch there because the boys had training, and so it was really, really nice of them to be able to carve out a little bit of time to talk to us, and cannot wait to catch up with them again and maybe sit down for a proper natter. We, like I said, we were going to do it a couple of weeks ago at the PWL the seminar that they put on, but the seminar went a bit over time, and the boys, we couldn't really get it fit in, and I'm never going to try and step in the way of anyone trying to learn something, and the boys up here really did get a lot from that seminar. But yeah, thanks again to Paris and Jude, and hope to have you on real soon again, and we can really get into some of the stuff I wanted to talk about. If you haven't already, guys, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears. Share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country, just like we do every week here on WRA. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia, and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. Don't forget, we have our merch on the Redbubble.com site. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia in the search engine at Redbubble.com. All proceeds going from the sales of t-shirts, coffee mugs, you name it, they sell it at Redbubble. Go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, or everything that we sell for the WRA. Go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that we are really behind here in Wrestle Radio Australia, or at Wrestle Radio Australia. I always screw this bit up, but yeah, it's probably because I talk about something I actually really care about and it gets me all muddled up and that sort of stuff. Anyway, Gotcha for Life do a great, great work at schools talking to young men about how important it is to share your feelings, and you're not less of a man if you're having trouble, because everyone has trouble. We all know that. Especially nowadays, it's more prevalent, and it's really good to see people like Gotcha for Life out there doing the good work in schools and trying to bring the young guys up early and letting them know it's okay to do all that sort of stuff. Anyway, to send us out here at WrestleRad Australia, we go to promo land. And the promo for this week that really did stand out for me was Robbie Eagles talking about what he's got coming up and is PWA this weekend, and it was really passionate, really brilliant promo, and we'll send it out on that right here at WrestleRad Australia. We'll catch you next week. I'm Todd Eastman.
It's really hard to leave this place, but I've started to miss out on important events already. The first ever Coliseum tournament had banners of some of our most illustrious and best prize fighters in PWA. But there was no banner of Robbie Eagles because I was not part of the tournament. That's because I was doing something bigger. And not just for me, but for everyone here at PWA. I was putting my pride on the line, and I was swallowing what was a hard pill in missing out on being in that ring where I've called home for the past 11 years. But to do something that's been my goal, my dream, this whole time, my entire career, that's to be a part of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And now I get the opportunity to tick off the biggest bucket list item. I am the first Australian to compete in the best of the Super Juniors. And it still hasn't dawned on me, it's still not real, but May 11th, I'm flying back to Tokyo. And it starts on May 13th. But you know what? I'm not gonna start in that tournament with 19 other people until I get in that ring again. Until I set foot in Max Watts. So once upon a time at Max Watts, we get one more Robbie Eagles story. You know what? I could think of no better way to go out. I could think of no better way to be in that ring mere hours before getting on that plane. If you are under 100 kilos, if you are in New South Wales on May 10th, and you can get yourself to Max Watts, then heed this as an open challenge. No contract, and I don't give a shit who it is. I said last year, if you weren't paying attention to us now, well, fuck 'em. Well, I want all of you to step up and look me in the eyes and say, fuck you, Robbie, and prove that you are toe-to-toe, pound for pound, just as good as me, because there's a reason that I am the fucking best this country has.